from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. U.S. Department of Homeland Security Director John Kelly issued new immigration rules Tuesday. The rules expand the list of immigrants who face immediate removal, set forth a plan to hire thousands of enforcement agents, and enlist local authorities in enforcing federal immigration laws. The plans were issued in two memos. They implement President Donald Trump's January 25th executive orders. Iraqi troops have pushed into the southern outskirts of Mosul as they consolidate their position on the third day of an offensive to take the city. A military spokesman says troops have secured a section of an area south of the city. Lisa Schlein reports that United Nations officials are keeping an eye on the civilian population as the fighting rages.
This has aid agencies worried and preparing for the eventuality that up to 250,000 people might flee the city. The UN Refugee Agency is focusing its efforts on building new camps to house the displaced. The UNHCR has completed eight camps and says it is planning to start work at another site south of Mosul. UNHCR spokesman Matthew Saltmarsh says conditions are raising concern for the well-being of civilians in the city. Lisa Schlein, Geneva.
U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations Nikki Haley said on Tuesday her government is committed to working with European allies despite occasional disagreements. Haley also called NATO the strongest alliance in history and said the U.S. is working to make the organization even more effective. Ecuador's presidential election will go to an April 2nd runoff, pitting leftist Lenin Moreno against conservative Guillermo Lasso. That announcement was made Tuesday by the nation's Electoral Council. This is VOA News.